trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves push for the playoffs this weekend with games Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Bears continue to add to their defense. They officially announced the acquisition of linebacker Mason Foster on a one-year deal. But the offense, well, they have plenty of improvement to make, too. And John Fox says OC Adam Gase brings a lot to the table.
A very smart coach, creative coach. Like all teachers have an ability to communicate to others. Those are pretty good starts.
Fox speaking at the NFL's league meetings down in Arizona. Commissioner Roger Goodell also spoke today, said he's excited about bringing the draft to Chicago next month.
We're excited about what's going to happen there, and the numbers keep changing about what the expectations are, how many people are going to be there, but I think the people of Chicago are going to, they're going to over-deliver, and we're excited.
Draft begins April 30th downtown. Meantime, Bulls visit the Raptors in Toronto trying to sweep the season series. Derrick Rose said this morning he's close to participating in full contact practices, hopes to return to game action before the regular season. Jonathan Toews has his last five games, including the 500th of his NHL career, and the Blackhawks win Monday in Carolina. He leads the Hawks into Philadelphia for a matchup with the Flyers. Baseball tonight right here on The Score. Carlos Rodon throws for the White Sox against the Royals at 8. Also, the Sox option Rob Brantley down to AAA Charlotte reassigned Juan Diaz and Courtney Hawkins to minor league camp. And the Cubs will visit the Mariners with Travis Wood throwing. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% finance, 15 Sonatas, and Elantras. And breaking news on The Score also brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
It's stunningly bad.
Afternoons on The Score.
Got more.
Well, we are waiting on results. They're being tabulated as we speak. It should be in any second with the results from the Tournament of Bad, but voting is closed.
They're voting closed.
They're tabulating. They're working on it. They're getting there. You can keep playing the music, but they're getting there. We've had some terrific games.
Well, he's a demanding bastard, isn't he, man?
I am.
No, he is.
Oh,
Tanny.
Oh, yeah.
I got a date. Cricket are going to hunch. Screw both of you bastards.
All right. My ass is showing, too. I'm sitting next to George McCaskey.
The ass
showing. I will happily
party.
Show my ass to George McCaskey.
Yeah, that's just really unfortunate. What do you
Yeah, that's really, that adds to the whole thing. It takes away your, you know, it's, oh, you idiot.
All right, here you go.
All right, here. See?
In the Abaticola Sour 16, the one seed anti vaccine kooks has beaten Derrick Rose's knees with 81% of the vote. And anti-vaxxers will meet being arrested while soliciting a hooker. That's really quite a run for an 11 seed. That's very impressive.
It is, yeah.
It's been a year for that, though. It has certainly been newsworthy. But being arrested for soliciting a hooker will meet anti-vaxxers. On the other side, in one is down. Leaving home to join ISIS has been soundly defeated by a 2-1 margin, getting only 33% of the vote, losing to beating a 4-year-old with a stick. So it will be beating a 4-year-old with a stick against Jackie Robinson West apologists. Knocking off irrational fear of gluten, 69% to 31%. So recapping these games, you have your awful eight right now. One of these eight is going to be the Tournament of Bad champion for 2015. Anti-vaxxers against being arrested while soliciting a hooker. Beating a four-year-old with a stick against Jackie Robinson West apologists. On the other side, the winner of the Boers region will either be elevator rides with Ray Rice or Mark Trestman's powers of observation. And in the Tannehill region, being in an ISIS video against Malaysian Airlines. I think we are going to
all have... We all had a little hunk of Malaysian Airlines. I know we all had thoughts about Malaysian Airlines.
But I think...
First thought being, don't get on it.
I think regardless, what this tells me, we're going to have a worthy champion.
Yes.
I don't think we've got any interlopers here at this point.
No, there's a worthy champion.
Even the seating understood. This is Dan, who's in his car and on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Question about, you guys were just talking about Jay Cutler a few minutes ago and all the body he's left behind. And I understand he's not a great quarterback, maybe not even average, but none of those coaches that he's left behind are really doing anything now either. Mike Martz, Mike Tice, Ron Turner, Lovie Smith. Trestman has never had a job for more than 3 years straight in the NFL. So maybe he's a bad quarterback, but it's not like these coaches are great coaches, and Jay Cutler ruined that. So
you realize that Mike Martz had one of the great offenses of all time, right? You understand that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You understand what he did, right? What his system did?
Yeah, and I don't think Cutler's a bad quarterback. I just think he's fatally flawed.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure the Bears have identified that flaw correctly.
Doesn't sound right.
When you heard John Fox there, John Fox was talking about his confidence, having to rebuild his confidence. It was like Dave Wannstedt talking about Rick Meyer.
Oh.
Do you think Cutler has a confidence problem?
No.
I don't either.
No. He's got a flinging it in the wrong places problem.
He's got a
confidence problem because he doesn't, he doesn't explore self difficulties very well. I don't see much of that from him. He's not that guy that seemingly is eaten up by it by his own. He doesn't. I mean, that I've heard.
Yeah, I disagree with their assessment. If they've looked over all this tape and they've talked to everybody involved and they've come to the conclusion that this is a confidence problem.
I guess you have to, when you're stuck with him, you have to come to some conclusion that's wrong, don't you? I mean, you can't really justify him being here, but you have to. So let's see, what is it about him? I watched all this tape, and he threw it to the other team, and he really has no, ball security because he apparently can't see a 300-pound guy 5 feet away from him. So
right,
that's bad.
And no matter what, he'll bird dog a receiver, and he'll watch and watch and watch, and then he'll gun it in there after the safety's made his break.
Right.
That's overconfidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's like, I don't know what to call him. I'm not quite sure what I see out there. I'm a little rattled. Whatever he saw on that tape, if that says confidence problem, then maybe I'm not watching the tape properly.
Well, I'm just trying to recall what he said. You know what I mean? What his words have been during the course of these many, many losses. I'm trying to think if there's any point in time where he really kind of threw it open and said, oh, man, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know. I can't get past this. It's really tough on me. But I don't think he's done that. I don't think that ever, despite the numbers, despite the kind of seasons he had, ever loses confidence. I think he believes in himself no matter what.
Yeah, I just...
I
don't think that
because he doesn't let the truth bother him, I guess.
He's not a deep thinker out there.
No, he's not.
He's not somebody who's sort of mopey.
And he's marry one.
No. That is certainly the case.
That did
makes it easy. It probably makes for a great relationship, but nobody's got anything to say about anything. Do you have a thought? No.
No. What about you?
No, I don't have a thought either about anything.
No, not really. Okay, let's just eat then.
Right. Where do you want to order from?
And by the way, don't vaccinate your children.
The one thought you have is let's endanger society.
That's what they thought. That was the thought between them.
Yep. Okay, whatever. That's fine. Don't care. Going to vaccinate the kids? I don't care.
I think you have to do something because he's going to be here. He's your problem now. And I guess you're searching for something that is a hook for him, but it's not. That's not it. And I think when you start leaving coaches behind you that are dead because you're so bad and so vain, I don't think there's anything about this that you say to yourself, well, he's really introspective about this. This has really bothered him. I'd like to know when it has.
On the south side, Jake is on the score.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I want to ask your opinion on the proposed rule change. If it, if the medical timeout, okay, say you're the Philadelphia Eagles and you're running a two-minute offense and you have somebody just go down to their knee and they're not hurt and then it's a medical timeout. Or, I mean, do you know what I'm saying? What do you think of that? Is that just opening up a can of worms right there?
So you're
be three timeouts apiece, and that's it?
Are you worried that an opposing team would fake being woozy to try to get that timeout called?
Yes. Yes, I am. Me being an Eagles fan, I think that a lot of teams would do that. You see that in college all the time. They have to stop the clock to get these players off the field. And then they're back in two plays, you know. Where do you draw the line? I mean,
there's nothing written in that rule to protect that. It,